Hi guys, RChange UK here. I am not here today. I'm not broadcasting. Mainly this is due to the fact that I'm actually doing a comic at the moment for people. However, I am going to leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Blake Draco and Miss Ram the Dragon, both of whom are from my website Sonic Rex. They are going to be hitting you up with a discussion show about, well, all sorts really. And we'll see whether or not, depending upon your reactions, whether or not this becomes a regular occurrence, this Dragon's Den show. Because if you like it, it might well stay. So it's Dragon's Den, or the B show as I'm calling it, and that's coming up for you right now. Enjoy the show!
welcome to the Dragon's Den, which we'll be covering for Radio Redux so that Mr. AOK can make a comic for you lovely people. I'm Blake, the fangirl screen Draco, and my co-host with me for today's show
is Ram, the mother-clucking dragon, also known as Sophia, the Uruguayan Ray. No, this is not Radio Redux. Yes, we have sealed all the exits, and no, you're not getting your money back. Hi.
Right. Well, what you heard before was Pressure of Tension, which is from the Snatcher Zoom Track CD, which nicely leads us into our first talking points for today, which would be Kojima Productions' next teaser flash.
Interesting.
This flash began last week with a stormy background and a countdown, which would have led on to Friday. Every time that lightning hit, it would show like either a 5 or an S. So everyone like kind of jumped on, Raiden means like thunder and lightning. In Japan, it's going to be Metal Gear Solid 5.
That's my bet.
But after this countdown ended, another countdown replaced it, and the background got more stormier. So, every time lightning hit, though, it would either go to an S, and there was a lowercase e, and there's a like another e, which is capitalized, and then there's a 3. So obviously this announcement's going to be made at E3. Or something's going to be at E3, pretty much. So, my guess is that the countdowns will actually continue until E3. And there's been other guesses as well, like Metal Gear Solid 4 existence, and Snatcher 2, to even the new Zone of the Enders, which was quite a good game back on the PlayStation 2. Personally, I'd rather see a new Snatcher or a Zone of the Enders, because I think Metal Gear Solid's done now.
But you know what happens with franchises? Everybody says, "Oh hey, it finished," but no, it didn't. It never does.
It never does. It just continues going.
Yeah.
Metal Gear. It could be, actually, that's a good point. It could be a Metal Gear remake, but I highly doubt that somehow.
I don't know. I haven't played the games you were talking about because I fail, everyone. So, I don't know. I guess I'll be looking forward to that too, anyways.
Yeah, we'll probably see. The new countdown is actually scheduled to end, I think, about Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those. So, it'll be interesting to see if it actually leads on to another countdown, or if it just goes and actually tells us what it is. But at this rate, it could be a countdown at E3, quite frankly. It's like, here,
yeah,
you've been
like
over this, and here's another countdown.
It's like, hey, we're selling you this game, which is a giant countdown. Buy it now from Kojima Productions.
Oh dear. That would just cause like controversy and flames and things like that.
Indeed.
But you know what? The fanboys would be at the door. Where's Metal Gear Solid 5? Why is it not? Why is it only PS3? Why is it only Xbox 360 or whatever it's gonna be? I don't quite give a damn anymore. I really don't. I stayed with the up until 3, and then I went to the Xbox side. And I'm not really gonna pay out £300 for just one game, quite frankly. Because I don't have the money as it is. Even if I did, I probably would, but if I had the money, probably I would, but I would
just
really need an excess of money just to buy it for that one game.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I don't really care about Metal Gear, only just because people can make funnier flashes about it. Because I'm gonna be sincere, I never played a Metal Gear Solid game. Oh my god, let's throw rocks at her. Yeah.
Legasp and stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm not worthy to be in this show anymore. But yeah, I don't know. Just for the sake of seeing the fanboys.
Well, all will be decided either Wednesday or E3. My guess is gonna be E3, but
yeah,
never know. And last week you went to Montevideo Comic Con.
Indeed, I put
What was that like, by the way?
It was awesome. I love it. First time I went was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Comic-Con started around 2007, so it hasn't been around for long.
So it's been like basically 2 years. Well, 2 years, exactly.
Yeah. It's always around May 18, May 17, around mm-hmm. there. It's held in the same place every year, which is the Cine Plaza in a really old part of Montevideo. For all of those who would not be aware, which I'm going to say half of the world, Montevideo is located in the south part of Uruguay. Uruguay is located in mid-South America. South America is located in the south of North America, of course. As you could have guessed.
If it wasn't, I'd be quite scared.
And South America is located in Africa. There you go. There are pictures in Eon, which is Sonic Rex forum, for all of you infidels who are not online. There are pictures of me and my Uruguayan shenanigans, accompanied by Kyoshoku dressed up as Kurenai from Naruto, and Nise dressed up as Osaka from Asumanga Daioh. If you don't know about it, don't worry.
Right. If you don't know about much games, or I don't know about much anime, so we kind of counterbalance each other out.
Exactly. No, but it was kind of funny because my otaku culture is in the gutter. I really don't know that much. It's awful. Like, I saw these people with amazing cosplays, and they were so shiny, and I'm like, who the hell is it? I don't know. But surprisingly, there were many gamers. There were a lot of gamers. Like, people who actually knew the internet memes. I couldn't believe it. There were people asking me if I liked Mudkips. People that laughed when I say, do a barrel roll. I was surprised.
There are many things on these adventures.
Exactly. It was, the Cine Plaza is an old movie theater. It has three stories, like, on one side it's like three regular stories, on the other side it's three stories of movie theater. So imagine a humongous screen with three stories filled with seats, because that's it.
So basically,
it's
was
huge.
Was it like, kind of like packed? I'm guessing it was packed out. Or was there actually space to breathe?
There is a saying that too many freakies together, that's what we call ourselves, like the geek culture here, we call ourselves the freakies, of course coming from freak, but if there are a lot of freakies together, you don't have to bring a coat. Because basically the human heat is, sometimes it's almost unbearable. This year was better. But you still need to go out and breathe a little bit. There was a balcony around the second floor, so we went out there. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun. Because as soon as you got there, you would look at the balcony from outside, and you'd see, like, the gingerbread man from Shrek just saying hello, and you would be like, wow.
I'd probably think I was on something if I saw that.
Yeah, it's like, the gingerbread man. Oh, God. It's like whenever we're on a cab and we need to get there, we're like, oh, don't worry, just follow until you see this giant row of people dressed either in black, dressed either in weird costumes, and leave us there. And people usually find out, because there are huge lines of that sort. So, there were many things to do. The first floor was more comic-based. It had, comic, trades, like, not only manga, but like regular action comics, even Uruguayan comics, but that was like a little bit more on the second floor. Mm. There was also a tablet, a Wacom tablet, thing like draw off, and I failed miserably.
Oh, well.
I drew a dragon and failed because tablets are evil. Tablets are evil.
I think I just need more practice. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, I never used one, and I only had 20 minutes to draw something. I'm like,
but there you go. It's like you might have failed, but you was a noob.
Yeah, exactly. Then second floor had a little artist corner there where you could just go and draw, like on paper this time, thank God. Also more merchandising,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't suggest you buying it because it's always hilariously overpriced since it's imported and sold in dollars. But there was some very interesting stuff, like a Tauren figurine.
Oh, awkward like that.
And you know, now we're doomed. We're gonna be flamed to death, but hey.
Oh, I don't know. More likely I'll be probably killed.
Yeah.
In a week's time. Like, hunted down and then murdered.
Yeah. This was the last time you heard, like, Draco and Sophia Ray. We love you all. They were selling shirts, they were selling keychains, stuff like that. They also sold, like, accessories, like, chains, belts, stuff like that. There was also, like, the third story were the role players, the Dungeons and Dragons players, the Magic card tournament. In the balcony, they were playing Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I lolled. They were playing Duel Monsters.
Children's
let's see
God
what
damn.
Else. Yeah, they were playing children's card game in Uruguay. Let's see what else was interesting. There was like talks. People would go there and give speeches around about. There's this classical talk about Marvel or DC, which one's better. That's, you know, the classical.
Yeah.
They were also showing like Uruguayan independent movies, sort of like little shorts that were pretty fun. Most of them were really creepy, though. We were shown like a lot of shorts, like French shorts and Argentinian shorts, and they were creepy as hell. And they all ended bad.
I don't think I want to know, quite frankly.
Like, the French ones were all black and white, and they were really suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know about that. Then, on Sunday, I pulled out, like, a little cheat, and I went up dressed as something in order to get in cheaper. Wink, wink. But it was cool because I went a Saturday as a regular person and on Sunday as a cosplayer, quote unquote cosplayer. On Sunday there was a scavenger hunt organized by the anime fan group, which revolved around the Dragon Ball series. There was a team that I personally like a lot that was formed by Lord Mondavarius, Iwana and Suko, or Ryoga Nueve. Who are good friends of mine. Those are the guys that know the memes. One of them was dressed as Ness, I swear. And they called themselves... They called themselves the LOLs team because they did it for the LOLs. And I can assure you I was the only one who got the joke.
Dead silence and just laughter from one person.
Yeah, I was like, ha ha ha! What, you didn't get it? And they end up winning because they were really funny. They had to transform into monkeys at one point. They had to fake a Dragon Ball like fight sequence and summon the dragon. And there was a lot of obscure Uruguayan references that only Uruguayans would get. And that's what makes it so fun because you're part of the worldwide culture of geek dumb, say, but, it's the Uruguayan type. Every type of geek, the otakus, the gamers, the role players, they were all together. The mood was excellent. The people are great. Like, I went to McDonald's after Saturday with 13 people, half of which I had no idea who the hell they are. And 9 of them were cosplayed, so I would call them by, hey, Shouran, hey, Holoichigo, come here, hey, Sakura, come, like, And we were just there sitting at like midnight in that giant table singing the Pokemon openings in Spanish. Yes, that is quite a sight, as you can imagine.
Oh, I would say so. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Not to mention that there was a karaoke contest too, like on Saturday, and they sung the Digimon opening in Spanish, and half of the whole convention was singing along. Like, it echoed. Like, the song echoed through the three stories. Like, yeah. Our childhood there.
Pretty much. There's pictures also, as well on the eel, aren't there?
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Is there any more to go up?
Sorry?
Is there any more pictures to go up?
Or no, that, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's all. See. If you see a wolf there, that's me. Hello. I was roasting on that in that thing. You can.
I probably could bet that one. And so the Eggman as well, the Eggman.
Yeah, that, the Eggman. Well, on Sunday was the great event, that's the cosplay contest. It was, everybody was looking forward to the cosplay contest. People just go there, they have 1 minute to make a presentation, show off, pose, get pictures, and leave. So this guy that I know, it's called Kike, he is awesome. He is naturally fat, so he always makes cosplays of fat people, so they look epic. Comes out dressed as the best Eggman I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god, this is the best Eggman I've ever seen in my life! Yeah.
When did the bum get there?
he was always there. Get back in. He comes out and he starts talking, and well, it's not the Eggman you are used to, but it's the Eggman I'm used to, which is the Spanish Eggman that has a special type of accent, which is great. And the guy imitated perfectly, and at one point he's like, I'm going to destroy that hedgehog, and he pulls out this handmade metal Sonic with glowy eyes. And we all stood up and clapped because it was so amazing. He won the first prize because it was so awesome. It was so out of the world of this world. It was great.
Yeah, the pics for that as well is also on Neon. And it looks quite epic as well.
Yeah, he had Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I was staring. Also, a Radok plushie cameo because he's gonna take over the world one convention at a time.
Somehow, some way, someday, we'll fall apart.
And let's see. Then Sub-Zero, the guy that was dressed as Sub-Zero, won second prize. It was okay. I think there were more people who were bound to win second prize anyway. And the Gingerbread Man won third place because he was awesome. yeah. And that was about it for this Montevideo Comic Con. There were lots of interesting things. A lot of independent Uruguayan gamers. A lot of independent Uruguayan video companies that make the mini games and Cartoon Network website. So the next time you play one or your little sister plays one, yeah, that's your wild labor.
Interesting facts.
Another interesting fact is that they were also hired to do the animated Star Wars game, like the one digital, that is pretty good. I played it. It works pretty well. And yeah, pretty interesting convention, a site, people are great, you make so many friends, it's unbelievable. And we're waiting for the next convention, will be around September, which is Continuará. This time I think it's going to be centering around vampires, because last year was centering around Hercules. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll tell you how that goes.
Alright, I think it's time for a break anyway, so we'll see you later.
I need a drink.
Go get yourself a drink and we'll be back later.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, listen up your attention if you please. We want to give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, then I'm not for taking the chances under no circumstances. Should you open it or else it will translate your documents into Swahili, make your TV record Chile, nutrient pets, and give your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVD. Erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make a wanna sleep. Look out! And make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out! Steal your identity and your credit card. Look out! Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotard. Look out! Then cause a major rift in time and space. And leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. Let's ride it, some virus alert. TV the media before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Virus alert. TV the media before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, has had enough. He's coming around again. Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now? She falls to the ground. Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day this world's got to end. As your lies crumble down, a new life she has found. Do you I
Welcome back, and the two songs you heard then were Weird Al with Virus Alert and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus with an acoustic version of Face Down. Well, I've finished my review of Sonic Adventure 2, and I've sent that in, so you'll see it sometime, probably next week.
So, yeah, I guess you can share a little bit.
A little bit. For one, probably the hardest boss ever by a lizard.
Just, yes, everyone, by a lizard.
Just ate away at my life, quite frankly.
Yeah, for everyone, I beat the game several times. I quote-unquote guided him sometimes whenever he needed it, and I can assure you it ate my lives too. Several times. And I can assure you, the more we died, the more obscene our jokes got.
That's not gonna be, told there.
I know,
they stay away.
I know. But, yeah. Much rage.
Much rage to be had with that. So, you'll get that, and the fanboys' views as well.
Ooh, the crazed fanboy.
Yep.
Mysterious crazed fanboy.
The mysterious crazed fanboy, whoever he or she may be. Oh, he. What am I saying? Fanboy, of course.
Unless it's a fanboy girl.
It's a girl pretending to be a fanboy. Therefore, that's why we cannot discover the identity of this mysterious person.
Maybe it's a dog. You know?
It's a fan dog.
Yeah.
But surely the reviews will be, like, kind of rough.
That explains that typing.
Other reviews I have lined up are Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure, and I want to get my hands on Shadow the Hedgehog for the GameCube.
Oh god, this is gonna be fun.
So,
traitor!
So, yeah, I want to try and get my hands on that one, because I still need to actually buy it. I have actually played it. I played it for the PS2. But, since, like, I've lost that, and I've gave all my games away. No, need a different version. But other than that, I would really like to do, another review of, something non-Sonic might be coming around as well.
Cool.
But it would be in the Sega kind of like part still.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Sonic Unleashed as well. That review won't come out until I've actually downloaded all the DLC packs, which also as everyone probably knows now, two new DLC packs are out, which was Potos and Shamar.
So. The last ones were Tunan and Holoska, right?
And there was also, there's also...
The Africa.
Spag... No, I don't even know how you pronounce that. I can't remember.
Spagonian?
Yes, that's the one. I'm pretty sure that was also released as well.
Yeah, okay then. Well, I wouldn't know. I have the Wii version.
Therefore, you're short of two levels.
I know. I don't have the Dragon Loop, man. They robbed me of the Dragon Loop in Chunan. I want my money back.
Now there'll be a raid on your house. Silence you. No uprisings at all. No. That's all to come, quite frankly.
Alright then. We'll check out.
And, another thing that none of you have gotten yet is the SW secret code.
Oh yeah.
Or the secret page. No one's seen it. Yeah. Except for us. We've seen it.
Yeah, but we can't claim the prize because, well,
no.
Your staff and you told me, so.
And your staff as well.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, we know how to do it, you don't. But.
Yeah. I have to say that once I got told it, I have to say, it's really, really tricky, but at the same time, it's really painfully obvious. And it's so obvious, it's hard.
It's so obvious, it's not obvious. Therefore, we have, like, created a paradox and stuff's gonna happen.
Just like two chaos controls at the same time. Ding reference.
Ding reference. Yeah, just watching people. Well, I don't think if no one's even trying anymore. It's kind of like sad.
I think people have been so. Yeah, people have got so depressed. Like I've talked with TA and TA's like, I tried everything and I can't. So close and so far. Screw this, and he leaves. Keep trying, man. Keep trying, guys. I know some of you will get the brilliant idea. I know.
They're on the right track. They're not there yet, but they're somewhere. they're somewhere in line.
I loved the little code secrets, as in, like, the actual coding of the page, in which it said something rather compromising about you being fond of dressing up as a cowgirl.
That's lies and slander. I tell you that. That's lies and slander. Lies and slander.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay. And about me eating my mates, that's not true. At least not on Sundays. I didn't mean, damn it.
And the other ones as well is like, Earthheart is actually Regis' son.
And
there was one about everyone looking through the code. It's like, don't look through the code.
Don't
being
be
nosy. It's just like, oh well. So, you can discuss this on the Eon forums as well, but I don't think anyone's bothering.
No. Anymore?
No, it's all gone silent. It's like, no. No.
Well done, AUK. You've depressed them all.
He said it might never be found, so he's actually proven that correct.
Except by the fact you did find it. But hey.
But no one else found it, that's not hard.
Oh yeah. But oh well.
Oh well.
So, I think we might take another break, because we have run out of ideas here.
Amazingly, we've run out of stuff to say. Well, not really, but, you know. Food, get, and stuff. I'm hungry. So, we'll take a break, and we'll see you in a bit.
Yep.
what a thrill. With darkness and silence through the night. What a thrill. I'm searching and I'll melt into you. What a fear in my heart. But you're so supreme.
And welcome back. The first piece of music we had was from Sonic Unleashed, which was Cool Edge Day. And the second bit was Snake Eater from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Hey, I just remembered, it was your first time playing a GameCube, right?
Pretty much it was. Quite easy to get hold of. With the controller-wise. And when I was doing that course, That killed me, basically. I was walking along just in town, and I happened to see a second-hand shop with games inside, so I thought I'd have a look. And it's like, oh, 20% off sale. It's like, oh, there's a GameCube there as well. It's like, ooh, have a look at that. It was 25 quid. With 20% off, it'd be 20 quid. So basically, I went back to my course, finished up on it, and then went back, and it's like, oh, do I get this? Do I take the last bit of money out of my bank account just to buy this, so I can just, like, get some more reviews in? And it's like, the obvious answer was, yes, I did, basically. And it's like, alright then.
You suffer for your art.
Yeah, I suffer money-wise for you people. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it was like, 20 quid, okay, now I need a memory card. Here's one for 5 quid, you know, I'm not gonna give you 20% off this. Okay? Now enjoy your £25 purchase. Thanks very much. Left the store. Remembered I forgot my free game. Went back the next day, went to trade in some old 360 games that I didn't bother to play anymore. I only got 20 quid out of them, surprisingly. Yeah, kind of, like, harsh there. all I got out of that was Sonic Heroes, and basically I picked up my free game as well, so it was not that bad. And I got a bit of cash back, which I went,
nice.
Spent on drink. So it's like, yeah, drink, and I can actually play this. I didn't actually play it until I actually had to do a review, which was enough.
I remember you saying...
No, I didn't actually play it until I got Sonic Adventure 2, funny enough. I thought, I'm not going to play this until I get this game, and now I can do the review and play the first ever time I've played this game at the same time. It's like, oh, I'll do that then.
I remember you saying, yeah, now I just have a cube because there is no game.
I have a cube because there is no game. I have no games. Exactly. I just got this cube. It's sitting here and I've got to wash it. Like, wash it up a bit.
Now, I'm glad that you enjoyed it because now my masters will be happy. For all those who don't know, I am a diehard Nintendo fangirl.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about getting some other games for it, quite frankly. The first two games I was going to pick up was Metal Gear Solid, Twin Snakes, and Fire Emblem. I'm a huge Fire Emblem geek, quite frankly. That should be obvious from my use of Maniquette, because that comes from Fire Emblem. So it's like, yeah, no one knew that. So like, hey, I'm a Maniquette. It's like, suddenly, this Maniquette was just like, no, not everywhere. Like, all right, then. Fine. So what other games would you recommend me to get?
I would highly recommend you to get Wind Waker, Zelda Wind Waker. It's really cool. Much of the Zelda fans out there find this one really fun. It's cute, it's cel-shaded, but it is really unique. I mean, apparently this comes from a weird timeline after, I don't know, Zelda Ocarina of Time got flooded somehow. So everything is just islands, and you have to sail around it. Of course, there's the dungeons, the items, da-da-da-da, and all such. There is no Navi, thank God. There's a boat, though. There are pirates!
Whee! Pirates! Good with pirates.
There's even one of my favorite characters ever in the Zelda game, which is Medley, of the Rito tribe, which is a little girl that's half bird, and she is like the servant of this dragon. Yes.
there's a dragon in the game now, is there?
This game applies to the Sophia rule. Everything can be improved by the addition of one or more dragons. The only exception is this podcast. Anyway,
this podcast will either be an epic fail, most likely. Who knows?
No matter how many dragons you put in it, it will always be a fail.
It's an epic fail. Fail. Well, we'll find out from the amount of hate comments that anything gets in his mailbox.
Pretty much.
Anything else that you could recommend?
Let's see. Other games. Twilight Princess, which was for the GameCube 2. It's not the same thing as playing in the Wii, but it's really nice. It's edgy. It's darker. It also has a dragon, and it's fun. You turn into a wolf. Let's see what else I can think of.
I'm actually noting these all down because I need suggestions.
If you have the patience to handle micromanagement, I would suggest Pigment. Pigment is really fun, but it can be hilariously frustrating at the same time. It's cute, though. Let's see what else. Wow, these are all games. As a Nintendo fangirl, would suggest you getting Star Fox Adventures, but since you're not such a Star Fox fan, it will make no sense. Well, you can get Assault, because you told me you like Wolf, so you can have him there. You can also unlock him for multiplayer after doing certain things and play with Wolf and be like, yay, Wolf. But mainly that. Yeah. Otherwise, it will be Melee, Super Smash Bros. Melee, or Mario Kart Double Dash. Double Dash is really fun. It's a little bit like Wii. That's the one. That's why I don't want to get the other one, because Double Dash is really fun. It's quick. It's colorful. It's really creative and inventive. The stages are hilarious. I love it. And Rainbow Road is not such a killing machine as it is in the Wii version.
Well, I'll take those up under advisement. Speaking of games, is there anything upcoming that you'd like
Well, I don't really know. I haven't been checking too much, but since I live here in Uruguay, far away from civilization, regular games cost like 3 times their worth. I can only get games once a year, so I'm lacking such fundamental games as Mario Kart Wii, other games of the style. Well, I just got Animal Crossing, thanks to a generous soul, Paul Jay, that sent it to me, so now I'm messing around with that. I'm crossing my fingers for Star Fox Wii, because I know it's going to be epic if it works, and even if it's not epic, I'm going to go and say it's epic anyways. Because I'm a fangirl like that.
Fangirl hysteria.
Then it's Sim Animals that I've read about, which seems like a lot of fun. It's The Sims, only animals.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Fatal Frame, I think it's Fatal Frame 4, is going to be appearing on the Wii, which is really cool, in my opinion. For those who don't know, Fatal Frame is like suspense horror genre. You're like in this big villa filled with ghosts and spirits and stuff, and you're always on your toes because they can come out of nowhere, and you have to take like this magic camera of sorts and take pictures of them. And I know it sounds really weird, but it's creepy as heck, and it's really, really good. I've never played it, but I know I wouldn't be able to sleep for 3 days with some of the stuff that's in it. And I'm sure that that will be very fun to get.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
To be honest, I haven't really got my eyes on that much many games, but one definite game I know I'm going to get is Assassin's Creed 2. Because,
nice.
Like being as I am, I just like assassins. this might interest you, but it's also going to be on the Wii.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never played Assassin's Creed, so I might grab that too. That's fun.
Assassin's Creed is not on the Wii. That was only on the Xbox and the PlayStation 3. But this one's going to be on the PlayStation Portable and the Wii, apparently. So, as well. And that comes out in the fourth quarter of 2009. So, probably around November release date. I'm gonna guess, but yeah, it should be fun to play because the first one was just completely it was fun for me, and it really had that old like kind of Prince of Persia feel to it, except
nice.
With, like no time traveling. So if you fell down and died, you died. But it worked on kind of like a life system, if you could call it that, synchronization bar.
Mm.
So like if those blocks ran out. No, you're dead, you desynchronize, you go back to the beginning of the level. It's not really the fact that you're gonna die, but, you know, you're just gonna fail a couple of missions every now and then, so.
Alright.
Speaking of games, Golden Joystick Awards, the long list voting has finished. I voted for, best soundtrack, I voted for Sonic Unleashed, because frankly, you cannot get a better soundtrack than that. Or at least I haven't heard a better soundtrack than that. And best Xbox game, I voted for Saints Row 2, because that's the most fun I've had in a co-op game, quite frankly.
Do you remember what was in for best Wii game? Because that way I can put my opinion in it.
I don't know. It was a long list of games, basically, and the voting would have, the voting ended, I think, Friday ended, I'm not sure. This last week ended, I think, I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
But,
I'll have to wait.
June 1st is actually going to be the shortlist version of the games, and then you start voting from there, pretty much.
Okay.
So we'll see what made it into the shortlist on June 1st.
Right.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, that in the same mood as the Golden Joystick, Game FAQs is doing its annual like huge roster voting poll thing. This time it's the best game ever.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Game FAQs. You don't have to register. You don't have to do anything. Just go. they're going to show you different, like, four different games. You click, you vote, you see which one's winning, and tune in every day because it's going to go on for months because they're covering huge amount of games from, like, Tetris, Pac-Man, to Ocarina of Time, Final Fantasy VII, to right now, like, Halo and, I don't know, like, really newer games. So that should be very fun. And at the end, they're going to make, like, the best game ever.
Okay.
So should be fun.
Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so.
I
ran out of words.
Ran out of words. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap up. I'll be appearing on Earth Arts Boombox Wednesday. 9 p.m. British Summer Time. So, we'll be talking about downloadable games and content. So, cool. Tune into that for a good natter. Probably. Probably not a good natter for me. I'd probably be like silent most of the time. Who knows, really? But, it actually might be a close call for me, quite frankly, because my chores start just before 9. They like rush to get them done, and hopefully I'll be all at 9. But yeah, it's going to be a really close call Wednesday, quite frankly. So,
well, hopefully you'll be good. Like Draco Squee! Okay.
Hopefully I will. But anyway, that's all we've got time for. We're going to have a bit of music to play us out with. I don't know what to play us out with.
Choose. Do a random search and choose for something. I don't really know.
Do random search. Let's have Shine Down and Call Me. Let's have that.
Alright then.
Alright then, this has been Blake Draker.
And Ram the Dragon.
And this has been Dragon's Den covering for Radio Redux. We'll see you later.
We do it for the roars.
We do it for the roars. Bye.
Bye.
Wrap me in a bolt of lightning, send me on my way still smiling. Maybe that's the way I should go, straight into the mouth of the unknown. I left a spare key on the table, I never really thought I'd be able to say I merely visit on the weekends. I lost my whole life in a different. I've said it so many times, I would change my ways, no, never mind. God knows I've tried. Call me a sinner, call me a saint. Tell me it's over, I'll still love you the same. Call me a favorite, call me the worst. Tell me it's over, I don't want you to hurt. It's all that I can say. So finally put it all together, but nothing really lasts forever. I had to make a choice that was not mine. I had to say goodbye for the last time. I kept my whole life in a suitcase, never really stayed in one place. Maybe that's the way it should be. You know I live my life like a gypsy. I've said it so many times, I would change.